on radio. And good morning, one and all. Also, good morning to Casey Williams, who's on the line today, practicing social distancing. How you doing, Casey?
I'm good, Tom. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Oh yeah. Even though we're distant, we're really good. That line is strong as ever. How have you been?
I've been great. I've been doing well. How about you, Tom?
Well, we're practicing all of the safety measures here at the radio station, too. But at Green Country Village Senior Living Community Center, how are things altered, or have they altered with all of this health stuff going around?
Well, you know, we are adhering to the precautions that are outlined by the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are no longer accepting visitors or tours. However, we are making sure that our residents are well taken care of, entertained. Of course, they are kind of restricted in large group activities. So we try to visit and touch base with everyone daily to see what we can do for them, to entertain them. Last week, we had a quote, ice cream truck come, which would really just be a cart with music. But we went door to door and served ice cream sundaes to every resident in independent living, assisted living, and memory care. And it was a really fun time. So we're, trying to do things to entertain, to make sure everyone's doing well. Of course, we're wearing masks, gloves. We are screening every walks in, just for the safety of our residents, employees, and for those that visit us.
Well, that's great. You know what that tells me? That tells me that when the time comes and when this is all gone, this virus or what have you, that you have all your safety precautions in order, you pay attention, and you take darn good care of your residents there at the community, and it sure signals to people like me who might be in a place where a loved one needs to find a new place to live with a beautiful surroundings, that the safety is going to be number one, and that's going to put you at the top of my list.
Well, that's kind of you to say. You know, I know that we are hearing from a lot of family members that may or may not live close to their parents at Green Country. And the comments that we are getting are just wonderful, overwhelming. They're grateful. They feel good about their parent living at Green Country because they know meals are being served. We do go door to door and serve meals because we are not serving in the dining room at this time. And so that's a great way for us to check on a resident three or more times a day to visit with them and that kind of thing. So I know that there's some relief there from family members. And I know our residents are enjoying knowing that their needs are being taken care of as well.
Well, I understand that you have some groups that are just working like crazy out there, including a community sewing group or two.
Or 10, or I don't even know how many. And I can just almost cry to tell you how overwhelmed that we have been at Green Country. We've received over 200 masks from sewing groups. These masks really are for those employees that might come into just, social distancing contact just to make sure that our cough or a little sneeze is held at bay. And we just appreciate not only the masks themselves, but knowing that there are people there thinking of us, supporting us. I know I speak for probably everyone because I'm looking on the Facebook page. They are making masks for anyone that wants one, even people at home. And I don't even know how many masks they've made. I'm sure it's thousands. So it's just, I love our town. I love Bartlesville for stepping up behind us and taking care of us.
That is really something else. And it is a spirit of community, and it is the spirit of Bartlesville, too. Now, you mentioned that you can't really take people on a physical tour of the property and also all of the amenities there at Green Country Village. But I understand that this virtual stuff is becoming a reality for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that virtual experience?
Yes. I'm glad you said it. We've had several virtual it's FaceTime or Zoom, those kind of virtual opportunities for phone, iPad, you know, your laptop. But we can give you a tour. So even I'm talking to people that live in Texas and Kansas that don't even live in Bartlesville that get to see our tour. So I think that's going to kind of change the face of how we do tours as well, because I can give you a tour in person when everything is back to somewhat normal.
Yeah.
Or right now, you can reach out to me, and I would be delighted to take you around our community, show you some apartments. You know, technology right now is just a godsend. Please let me know.
Well, this is going to be great. And, of course, how can they get a hold of you in order to get that tour, a virtual tour?
You know, they can call 918-335-2086. Or if they want to email me, my email's long. It's Williams, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at greencountryvillage.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to email me, we can do that as well. But I would love to show you around our community. Because we're here, open, ready to serve those people that are interested in Green Country. I also want to invite anybody to check out our Facebook page to see all the fun things that we're doing around our community. You'll see pictures of our ice cream truck. Yesterday we handed out cookies and milk. You'll see our wonderful staff members hard at work, and it's just a fun place to see what Green Country is all about.
Okay, so you got the ice cream truck. Did you say it played music?
Yes. So I got on YouTube, and there's an actual like ice cream truck music, and we just put it on a Bluetooth speaker, and it was so much fun. We got so tickled about that because residents would come out, you know, to their doorway and just listen to the music and say, this reminded me of when I was a little girl. And so that just added, we had the ice cream server, those paper hats. We had our cart all decorated. It was a really great time, a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I remember a comedian, I can't remember his name, but he used to tell the old story that his father would tell him that every time the ice cream truck played music, that meant it's broken, or they were out of ice cream, and they'd be right back. But no, that's not the way it goes.
That was the opposite. That meant we had tons of ice cream on our cart. Yeah, so we're doing some fun things. And one thing that we have started this week that has been really meaningful, and it's we have a prayer time. We have a big speaker, and if the residents stand at their doorway, they can hear prayer, and then we sing a couple of hymns together. And it's been a really meaningful time. Each morning, we start every morning that way this week, and we're going to continue doing that. And each one of the each staff member we'll take a day and do a prayer, maybe share a scripture, and then we sing a couple of hymns. And it's a safe way to be in community. And I think that starts our day off really great.
I think it does, too. I think it speaks volumes. And I think a lot of people find a lot of comfort in that.
Yes, yeah. And it's just all for all of us to be in community together. Mm-hmm. So... Well, if you look on our Facebook, you'll see some of those chefs that were going to be at the cooking show, but I'm so glad to know that we'll get to still do it in the fall.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great time. We knew that we couldn't cancel it because so many people look forward to it, and we moved our K-1 cooking extravaganza to September 1st, and, we're gonna only bring the best of the best, and a couple of them happen to be yours.
Well, of course, and so they've got a leg up because they've already decided what they're going to make for the show, and they'll have time to practice, and I might offer to, you know, be a guinea pig to see how it tastes, you know.
Well, you gotta
take one for the team.
Golly, oh, don't throw me in the briar patch.
That's right. We just want to, again, thank our nurses, medical staff, doctors, all those first responders. that are out there for our community. You know, our nurses come daily to work and care for our residents, and I know that makes family members and the residents themselves, you know, really feel at ease about things.
You know, at Green Country Village, you've got a lot of seniors who've seen a lot of things happen during the course of their lifetime. And many of them remember how the adversity came and went and what they had to do in order to, you know, make do during adversity. And it, I guess, you know, I take a look at our seasoned citizens as heroes because, boy, they just seem to know how to deal with that a heck of a lot better than many younger people do. And I know that it's life experience and what have you, but you can really learn a great lesson in patience with our seasoned citizens.
Yes, you are so correct. And they've just been delightful and supportive and wonderful during this. And you're right, their life experience, they understand. And they've been a joy. You know, one thing that I've really enjoyed, things have kind of slowed down in a different way for a lot of us.
And oh, yeah.
So I'm getting to get to know these residents a little bit better and spend more time with them and hear their life story and hear about their kids. And so that's just been a delightful thing for me. And I can know I speak for the other people that work at Green Country Village. It's just neat, neat people.
Indeed, the brief tour that I was on with you this past fall was really unique. I met a woman there who'd been a pilot, and I mean a commercial pilot. She'd flown a lot of places under a lot of conditions, and I looked at her and I just said, doggone. You basically had a few adventures, but we didn't get time to visit her cabins about much. I do want to thank you for introducing her to me because I found her to be quite fascinating. But then that everybody's got a story to tell out there at Green Country Village. And you know, yours might be the next one that needs to be told. So if you're thinking about changing your address, or if you've got a mom or a dad or a relative that probably could you do without maybe taking care of such a big house or maybe mowing that yard or getting out there and getting kind of overwhelmed by it all, this is a great place to look for your next move and the next chapter of your life because it's all about living.
You are so right, Tom. And they are welcome to call me at 918-335-2086. And they can also visit our website at www.greencountryvillage.com. And there's a place there that you can send an email to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to reach me that way, just visit our website and see our wonderful residents, beautiful community, and you can shoot me an email through that website.
And this community is pretty darn active, too. You've got different types of levels of care out there. And some folks, they pretty much take care of themselves. They just live there because they like it.
yep. And 26 acres, so there's a lot of time for fresh air and you know, communing with nature. So it looks like we're out in the country, but we are right in the middle of town. So it's kind of a win-win there for convenience, but also kind of, you know, getting yourself out into nature as well.
Yeah. And I understand the pond has fish.
I heard so too. I heard that there are bass and some other, I'm not a fisherwoman, so I really can't tell, but I know one of our residents speaks confidently that he catches fish every time he goes out there.
Oh,
catch
goodness.
Catch and release. Yeah.
Oh, goodness sakes. And again, let's give everybody the contact points here for you as our time is starting to draw to a close. Casey, with Green Country Village Senior Living Community, what's the phone number?
918-335-2086. Or our website, www.greencountryvillage.com.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. And I know that the residents will keep you on your toes because, you know, they're still out there kind of having fun, even though it's adverse conditions. They really know how to put a little sparkle in it for you.
That is so true, Tom. And you have a great day and wash your hands.
Always. Thank you, young lady.
All righty.
Bye-bye now. Well, we've got more coming up right here on K1. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening.